Not all the stories here are political. There's a picture over there. That is, there was a 3D experiment that some TV station was doing in Atlanta. This is way back. And people had to wear this 3D things to watch TV. One of the guys in that picture is a guy whose name I can't recall, but we knew him as the sheriff of the Highland Hotel down the street, the Shady Rest. It got that name. It was called the Shady Rest. It is a small hotel today, and it's called the Highland Inn. That's half a block from here. And so this guy, the sheriff, he called himself the sheriff, and we all did too, because he lived there, and they gave him a room in the basement because he was kind of like a custodial kind of thing, and he thought he was security, right? And he wore an eye patch like I have. The only difference was that sometimes the eye patch was on the left eye, sometimes he was on the right eye. So, you know, and he would come and sit at the bar, and he would put coins, $5 or $6 or $7 in coins, and he would tell the bartender, as long as this buys, I'm drinking. So when it got to that, he would stop. Jeffrey, I think was his name. It's in the article. And then he died. And nobody knew anything about him. So we got a lot of cops come here, and through them, we tracked it down tracked down his sister somewhere, I think in Philadelphia, and contacted her, and she said, I'm so sorry, years that I hadn't heard from Jeffrey. Lafferty was his last name. But you know, I'm a limited means, and I can't afford to have his body shipped here. So we pulled together, and everybody contributed, and we got it. We paid for it. And then the day that his remains were transferred to Philadelphia, we had a wake at the home of Bill McCloskey, who was the head bartender here, the manager, the night manager, two blocks from here. And the party gift was an eye patch. You had to wear an eye patch. So, and on the other side, there is a letter from his sister thanking us for the whole thing.